USA Radio News.
Tony Marusa reporting. More violent unrest in Iran over the weekend following the death of a young woman in police custody over a headscarf. Protests have spread across at least 46 cities, towns, and villages. The Associated Press reports at least 13 dead and more than 1,200 arrests since the protests began September 17th. Iran State TV has suggested at least 41 protesters and police have been killed. A storm-weary nation faces another potential weather disaster, the Sunshine State bracing for a landfall from Ian in the middle of this week. Chelsea Lewis visited one of the sandbag locations open Sunday in the Tampa area.
I went through Irma, and so I kind of know like how to prepare. I mean, we can't ever prepare, but we know that the stores might lose electricity, so I'm getting cash because we couldn't use credit cards after Irma.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.